Zooby Zoo. Zooby Zooby Zoo.
Wendy, you may have noticed that the usual song that we play at the beginning has been supplanted by this song because we needed a song that was very, very sexy.
This is sexy?
This is very sexy.
It is? If you're in a bathtub having sex with Bubbles, with Mr. Bubble, that's what it reminds me of.
Let's take a moment to picture that.
Well, you would enjoy it more than me, I have a feeling. Who is this?
I think it's Sophia Loren, isn't it, Kevin?
That is
Sophia,
correct.
It's Sophia Loren.
Huh.
They have just put together a survey about the differences of men's and women's feelings in regards to how many sex partners is allowable or acceptable in a person's lifetime.
Can I just tell you, God, when was this? This weekend sometime, I think we were going to the Hawks game, mm-hmm. and I said something to the boys like, Dad only had two boyfriends before, or two girlfriends before me.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, really? And Jim's like, that is not true. And I said, oh, I thought that's what you said. And he goes, no, there was, and he started, and he goes, what am I doing?
Yeah, he didn't need to prove himself. How high did he get?
It was still under five.
That's not bad.
I know.
That's not bad. Maybe he is selective.
Maybe.
Right?
He just was a late bloomer.
You know, whenever either my wife or I talk to our daughters about people we dated prior to each other.
Do they say ooh?
They just stare at us like, you did what? Like it's almost inconceivable that we had a relationship with anybody else other than each other. It just throws them every time.
See, that's what I think the problem with kids today is.
What is the problem with kids today?
They feel that the person they date now is going to be the person they're with for the rest of their life. And that is typically
hardly ever the case.
I mean, it would be great if it
right.
was the case.
Right.
No one like sets out to date 80 guys
right.
and then settle on one.
Right.
But
was that personal? What was that?
I don't know. I confused myself
80.
On that one.
Now, you want to hear something strange? Even though they both feel, and I've seen this happen so many times where I'll mention some girl that I dated in high school, or Terry will mention some guy she dated in college, and they just get this weird kind of disenchantment, like, oh, why would you do that to my dad or my mom? They get that look. And yet, Kylie is convinced that one of us, either Terry or I, had been married prior, and we just won't tell them.
Okay, A.
And that's not the case at all.
Why would they think that?
This is awfully personal, but this is the reason.
See, this is why you want to listen to the stream. Bill Leff gets personal.
We know two other people, friends of ours, that had been married before and have not told their children that they were once married before.
How old are their children?
Teenagers.
I'm sorry, but that's...
That seems almost impossible to pull off, doesn't it?
It does, and it seems like when the kids ultimately find out, because they will,
right?
There's just some feeling of betrayal and distrust.
Yeah.
Mistrust?
Either way, lack of trust. Either way, I know I couldn't pull it off, and I'm one of those people that believes that whoever you are now, you got there because of who you were in the past.
Absolutely.
So I would want to
pave the way.
Yeah. I would want to throw that point across of, look, things are going really good now, but at some point I was with somebody that it wasn't really good, and it helped me appreciate this more. But in both of those cases, they've not told. And I would always think, well, at some point in your life, it's going to come up. Is somebody's going to have a picture, or you're going to find some document that says you were married? So they think because it's happened, they know two other people that this has happened to. They think that either Terry and we weren't. We would tell them if we had been married before.
And it's not something I guess you need to just, oh, by the way.
Right.
But, you know,
right.
as your kids get into teenagers and they talk to you about dating,
yeah.
you know, I think it's okay to go, you know, sometimes things don't work out.
Sure.
For instance, that might be a good opportunity to bring it
Perfect
up.
Perfect opportunity. Right.
And then the kid might go, why are you telling me this? I don't want to know you were married to someone other than Dad. Well, I just thought I'd get it out in the open, and then boom, it's over.
Yeah. Yeah. That's perfect.
Because when you hide it for so long, I feel like when they do find out, they're going to go, why were you hiding this?
Right. Right. Yeah, I'm confused in both the cases why they decided that was the plan of action, but it has been.
A couple of couples,
too. Yeah,
that seems
two different.
Odd.
Yeah. Yep.
So was your first wife nice?
Yeah, she was great. I miss her. Claudine Lange. We weren't married in the traditional sense, but, you know. All right, so here are the results to this survey. They asked 2,000 adults in the United States and Europe. Now, I'm surprised that they didn't separate the results by U.S. and Europe, because for some reason in my head, I would think that their system of
Europeans are sexier, too.
They're a lot sexier. You know
why?
They
know how to do it.
Because they don't bathe as often.
I don't
think
that's
true. That's a fact. It's a fact. All right, so here, let me ask you the question first. And if any of these questions are too personal, you can opt out on any one of them, all right?
Yeah, but by then, you'll know I have something to hide.
No.
I was never married before, by the way.
Oh, you weren't?
No.
Wait, hold on a second. I need a pencil. Hold on. Cross that off. Okay. All right. What do you think is the ideal number of sexual partners for a person to have in their lifetime?
Ideal?
Ideal.
I honestly, and I'm not opting out, I will be glad to answer this.
Mm-hmm.
I think it varies from person to person. I don't think you can, you know, one may not be enough.
Right.
300 might be too many.
It might be. It might be.
I don't know. Three.
Do you think it's three?
But again,
the ideal number of sexual partners for a person having their lifetime is three.
I'm just going to say that, but I think your mileage may vary.
Yes. The answer they got when they talked to 2,000 people, adults, were that women said 7.5. Men
what,
said...
What, Hervé Velichez is involved in this series? This is a study? Why 7.5?
Depain. 7.5. Well, because they had to, like, one person probably said...
I know why they did it, but
seven,
it
and one person said eight.
Just round it off, then.
Yeah.
Women, 7.
Women said 7.5. Men said 7.6. Now, that's not... That's as close can be.
That's pretty close. But again, that's just such a personal...
It is.
Because you could have sex with one other person, mm-hmm, and decide, you know what?
This is perfect. I want this to be forever.
Or you could, again, I mean, that seems weird. It seems like a lot.
Well, that leads us to our next question. What is the number of sexual partners a person could have before that person is deemed promiscuous? How many is too many? Like, if I said to you...
Double digits.
Is it double digits? So 10?
For men or women, because it's going to be different.
Well, this is where the men's and women's answers were extremely different. All right? And I to what you just said, this is unfair, but there is a double standard, because on many of these questions, I went, well, for guys, it's going to be a little bit more than for women, and it shouldn't be that way.
No,
it's awful that it is that way, but it kind of is that way. But why is it that way?
Because, you know, men like to think that, you know, I'm with a woman who's purer than she is.
Sure.
Whereas you need to experience things in life to decide what it is you want.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean.
Do any guys still think, like, all right, so you and I were kids in the 60s into the 70s. And I know for a lot of my friends, and even me for a little while, I thought the girl I'm going to marry, she had better not have been with another guy, or
so virgin.
All bets are off. Yeah. So that was a little bit of a belief system through grade school. And then once you got into
honestly,
high school.
Honestly, is this because you went to a Catholic school?
I don't know if it was or not. I don't know.
Because it
sure
comes
it
to
was.
A point, do you want an experienced woman or do you want a virgin?
Right, right.
I don't know the answer to that. That's really cute, though.
Oh, yeah. Whenever we would talk about it, we go, what if we met the perfect girl, but she had already been sleeping with some guy? Oh, cross her name off the list.
You're so
charlatan.
Cute.
Skank. Were you shouting names at a fictional girl from a question that didn't really exist?
But see, I could see where men would think that's what they wanted.
Right. Right.
And there are a lot of women that would stay pure until they found the one.
Yeah.
But it's okay for a man to be a cad and,
right,
you know, go
from house to house.
Yeah.
All right, so the numbers that they came up with, you said 10.
Double digits, yeah.
At what number of sexual partners do you think a person is too promiscuous? Women said 14. Men said 15.2.
That's pretty close. That's closer than I thought.
Yeah, it's only off by a person and a fifth.
A vodka?
Yes. And a lot of times that adds to the promiscuity.
Right.
Many times. At what number of sexual partners do you think a person is too sexually conservative, a.k.a. this person hasn't really been around enough to understand?
Again, does it matter? I mean, well, you can marry someone who hasn't had a lot of sex conquests.
Right.
And it's going to be the best thing you've ever had in your life.
Right.
You can also marry someone who has had one other person, and I don't understand how it would affect that. So you want a woman to have some experience, but not too much.
Well, that's the other double standard of all this, is you want somebody who knows their way around, but not too well, right? Don't you?
Life is not
fair. It's tricky. It's tricky, but it does go back to what you said at the very beginning. It depends on the person, you know? It's hard. It's almost hard to just throw all this up as one, because it isn't. It's everybody's different. All right, so they said their answers, the 2,000 people that were questioned. Men said 1.9 is the amount that would be, that person's too sexually conservative. They've not really experienced it enough. Women very close, 2.3. So either one or two, mostly two, right around.
So you want someone who's had more than two or three people? According to this survey.
But not as many as 14 or 15, which is why that number right in the middle, that 7.5, it's almost dead center.
But that doesn't seem fair or right. And, I mean, I guess that's something that comes up as you begin a relationship where,
right.
You know, have you had a lot of boyfriends?
Right.
You know, that's when I think you talk about serious relationships.
Right.
The extraneous stuff doesn't need to be brought up.
100%. But getting back to what we said a little while ago, where, like, when I was in grade school and my friends and I would talk about it, and if a girl had been with, like, one guy, we're like, oh, God, who needs that? Blah. But there is a number in most people's heads where if you met a girl and you fell in love with her, if she said, by the way, I've slept with 50 guys, then I would go, oh, this isn't going to work.
That would be a deal breaker for you if you fell in love with someone and you had been with her a couple of years, and then somehow that came out. That would be a done deal.
I would want to know the answer prior to a couple of years. I would want to know early on.
You don't.
But if the number was up in the 50s, yeah, that would be a deal breaker for me. It really would.
I really don't see how it matters.
50.
50 to you is too many. 50 to, I mean, it might be excessive.
If Jimmy said to you, hey, I had a streak going for a while,
I'd be like, well, I got you now.
50.
Keep it in your pants when you're out of the house.
I'm not sure his pants could be. It could be. I think he would have like a revolving door on his pants.
I think that's
Do they
very.
Make those?
No, but you should come up with
some. Revolving door pants.
You could be on the Wintrust business lunch when you discover
I can't
that.
Because of scheduling problems.
I just don't think that's fair or right. I don't think.
There's no number too high. If the guy for you said, hey, look, right now it's me and you, but back in the old days, I'm writing down a number, I'm showing you the number, you wouldn't go, oh, that's a lot of people.
I got to be honest with you, and I can't represent all women out there, but it would bother me more if he was deeply in love with 50 people. Because to me, like, it's the emotional attachment.
But in either case, wouldn't that say to you that this is a guy who's not, I'm trying to think of what the right phrase is for this,
not good husband enough. Material? Because that's the past, though. If it was last week and he was with 50 people.
That'd be a problem.
That'd be a huge problem.
That'd be a huge problem.
But, you know, if this, I've had a serious girlfriend for 5 years now, but, you know, I kind of had a crazy past.
Yeah.
Oh, how long ago was that? Oh, like, you know, 10, 20 years ago.
You
honestly,
can look past that.
What do I care? It doesn't affect me at that point.
I would just think, like, if you were around that 50 number, that the odds were fairly good that almost anywhere you'd go, you'd run into somebody from the past. And that would be weird, too, wouldn't it?
You think too much.
Like, every once in a while, I could see it. But if it's in the 50s, you go, oh, where can we go where we won't run across somebody she's been with?
But she wouldn't tell you.
Yeah, but you know. Wouldn't you know?
No.
You wouldn't know?
I don't care what happened prior to me.
Because
I'm the prize.
Right.
Jim doesn't think that way, but I do.
That explains the
t-shirt. Yeah.
How many partners have you engaged in sexual intercourse over your lifetime? This was the question.
I'm not answering this.
You don't need to answer that because we're out of here in 35 minutes.
I'm not going to name them.
We don't have time. this is probably the question they either should have opened with or closed with, right? I don't know why this one's in the middle of their survey.
Open and close, that's the point of the survey.
Right. Guys sit on an average of 7, women sit on an average of 6.4. So again, not that dramatically different. I guarantee you, if these same questions were asked 20 years ago, you'd see a much bigger space between men's answers
right.
and women's answers.
I agree with you.
Don't you think? It would have to be.
Because men have found out that women enjoy sex.
Yes.
When done properly.
Yes.
That's a great thing for Judy Pylak to walk into.
Sorry, Judy, you had to come in during that.
You made me stumble after I heard that. I was like, what? When did that happen?
Don't you think, though, I don't know how much of this you've heard.
Nothing.
But,
none of it.
All right.
I don't need to hear anything.
They did this survey of 2,000 adults in both the U.S. and Europe. Although I would like separate surveys, thank you very much.
Because you know those Europeans.
Right.
Wow. They're very sexual. They're sexual beings.
They have a lot more sex than we do. Yeah.
They exude sex.
They do, don't they?
They do.
Well, they're always smoking, so they figure might as well have sex beforehand.
Absolutely.
I'm going to be smoking anyway.
Why have
matter.
A cigarette unless you have sex?
Right. So they asked a bunch of sexually related questions to men and women, Judy, and the answers that men and women gave were almost identical. Men tended to shoot a little higher than women. But I said 20 years ago, you would have seen a much bigger disparity between the answers, don't you think? I think there's been more of a revolution in the last 20 years.
That's when I said men realize women enjoy sex.
A revolution of openness.
Yeah.
Maybe women
of
not
honesty.
Saying it enough and men just, taking things for granted.
Right.
So, yeah, you're right probably
you
about that.
Because they were pretty similar, like how many sex partners do you, is what you want somebody to have before you settle down with them? Is that a question that was asked?
It was worded like this. What do you think is the ideal number of sex partners for a person to have in their lifetime?
And endless?
Judy, I'm writing you down for endless. And look at all the calls you're getting, all of a sudden texts and calls.
But so the men and women were very close in their answers, which I believe 20 years ago men would have said she could only have one other partner. And
well, women would have felt like that, too, I think. They would have.
Maybe.
You know what I mean? I think that was the thinking then. Yeah, lots
But realistically, like, women would have known, I would love for the guy to have only been with one or maybe two girls, but realistically they know.
Or me, only, yeah. Exactly.
Right. All right, let's take a break. We've got news coming up, and then we'll get to the rest of these. Some very surprising answers coming your way next. Stick around. Bill and Wendy, WGN.
You sexy beast.
Wendy, the mics are on. they pulled 2,000 people.
Don't say pull.
I need a shower. After being in the studio with you guys for just 6 minutes.
I'd take a chemical bath, like a Karen Silkwood chemical bath. That would be the first thing I would do. They asked 2,000 people in both the U.S. and Europe questions in regards to sex and what people think is the right number of partners, how many is too many, how many is not enough. And then the questions got a little bit more interesting, I believe. They wanted to know how far into a relationship should you disclose your sexual history? Now, we talked about this a little bit a few moments ago. At what point exactly do you want to discuss the exact numbers with the person?
6 months at least.
Never?
That's what I mean, but if you're...
Do you say never, really?
Yeah.
What if they asked you?
I would lie.
I would think you have to make sure that if somebody asks you on your fourth or fifth date, you know, hey, by the way, have you slept around? I'd be like, yeah, with people other than you. Bye-bye.
I think that's like the prime time to ask, though, like 4 or 5 days.
That's too early.
Why would you ever ask? Why would you ever
because
ask?
Because if it's like Carfax. Like, you want to know where that car is back, don't you?
But now, Judy walked in after you said, was it 50 partners? If you
I just
found
threw out the number
I know.
50. If somebody
he
I was serious about... If we were talking about our history, and I said, I'm curious. How many? And she goes, 50.
He would dump her.
That couldn't work.
You would divorce her?
No, not divorce her. This would be prior to our...
Okay, so maybe to me, I'm thinking maybe when you're married and somewhere down the line, but what are you telling boyfriends?
They have no right to really know.
Absolutely.
It's a conversation
not.
You have to have, though.
I'm with you, Kevin.
Why?
Because, like Bill said, you want to know these things.
Are you not going to marry someone? You've fallen in love with somebody.
See?
You're not going to marry them because they maybe slept with eight people.
We're back to the old days. I think it's the guys who want to know how many people they're, you know.
Yeah, I don't care.
Their girlfriends have slept with.
But,
why?
But if I'm finding out, like, three or four dates in, you know, you can kind of nip it in the bud if it's, like, a big, you know, a big high... scary number.
So you'd nip it in the bud. What if you really loved this person, but
she... Are you going to love someone four or five dates in, though?
You could.
But are you going to stop seeing her just because of that?
Yeah, see?
What about...
guys are jerks.
Exactly, because that guy who's asking that question, I'll bet, has had 50. Why, it's such a double standard.
But to negate the double standard, I would give an honest answer if the girl in this scenario said to me, all right, we're both just going to write down the number. We're going to show each other the number. I would be honest about the number. And if that number petrified her, I would respect that and go, well, you know.
But it shouldn't. If they did it like 3 weeks ago, but like I was saying before, if it's somebody that, you know, oh, have you been with a lot of people? Well, I've been in a relationship for the last 4 years, but, you know, back in my 20s, I might have been a little promiscuous.
Right.
You know, I wouldn't go, oh, really? How promiscuous?
Exactly.
I would just say, okay, whatever.
I would need
because
specifics.
Let me ask you this, Bill. If you had 50 partners,
yes.
And then your
what a weekend.
And then your girl,
does himself count?
49 plus.
If you had
let's just
50
say
encounters.
Plus.
Let's just call them encounters.
All right.
Because that could be anything.
Yes.
And then you asked the girl and she said yes. And then you'd still be offended even though you yourself had that many?
No, if the numbers were similar and both on the high side, then that would be an incredible double standard.
Kevin's nodding.
Yeah, I don't believe you. But I think you would still be a little
bit. I wouldn't.
Yes, he would.
But that's why you ask, to make sure you're kind of on the same level.
Compatible.
That's why you ask Billy.
Who cares?
Compatible?
What?
Yeah.
What are you looking for? What's the goal of that?
I mean, what do you do?
But your values might be different now than they were before.
I'm sure. I'm positive that's the case, but it would... It would say a lot to me if the girl had been with 50 other people, 50 other guys.
50 is a high number, but
you know, college is a long time. It's 4 years.
You
that's
know what?
12 and a half people a year.
This is going to sound really bad, but listening to Bill and Kevin's responses, if there are women listening right now and a guy asks you how many conquests you've had, totally lie.
Yeah, that's what I said to begin with.
Yes,
that's what I said to begin
don't
with.
Do that. Yeah.
You guys are like both married and happily married. Right before you got married, what if you found out that both of your fiancés had been with 80 guys?
Deal breaker.
No,
you're
see,
kidding me.
100% deal breaker.
Now that you're married, think about that. That if you had known,
right.
Look at see, you. But, look at the life you would have lost.
This is why you would have the conversation 4 or 5 dates in, so you avoid that situation.
But no, but the
you're not giving it time to.
Yeah, you're already in the situation.
I'm so sick of boys.
Can you imagine if you had held it against her?
Right.
Like, if you find out now,
I would have been the only guy who hadn't held it against her if she'd been with 80 guys.
Zing! You know, 50's not that big of a number.
Oh, no, don't say
talking about a lifetime.
Really?
I don't know.
Wow.
No, because it's a compatibility.
No,
thing.
It is a big number, but who cares?
I would think that, I mean, it's the female can have that same viewpoint. It's not like a man judging women type. I'm not saying that.
Right. If our conversation was reversed right now, 100% reversed, and it's so interesting to me that it's the two women in the room who are saying, oh, 50, come on, let it go. And it's the guys who are going, no, that's too high.
Let's make it a more reasonable number.
Let's make it 20.
20 would be problematic for me, but not a deal breaker.
But I guess my question is, why is that problematic if it's prior to them meeting you? I could see where the problem would come in if it's been 20 since they met you. But, you know.
Or if you're 20 years old. Well, maybe not even that.
Yeah. And that's why, I honestly, women who are listening, just lie, because men can't handle the truth.
And
that is really the bottom line.
It's not a deal breaker, even though they think it is. We know it's not.
There's no, like, with your husband, and I don't know much about him, but if he had said to you, hey, just so you know, going in, I had a lot of women before I met you, you'd be okay with that? You
first
go, the
time would he say
past.
That? I would laugh, but yeah. But now you've got me. Lucky you. No.
But
it
there's
would...
no number too high that you wouldn't go, okay, well,
okay,
that's the
so
past.
Let's back up. Maybe the point here is I probably wouldn't have dated that, you know, that guy, the person who has 50 partners, maybe is lives a different kind of life than
right.
I.
Right.
Maybe
he's
we
a
all, yeah.
Fred Garvin male prostitute.
Yeah,
you wouldn't have
exactly.
picked him in the first
I
place.
Think
well,
we
that's
all
the point.
Are drawn to people who are a little bit like us. But yeah, but if he had,
yeah.
first of all, I would have been like, oh. Wow.
Really? You would have been impressed by that? That would
not
have impressed.
Impressed.
Not impressed, but it's
impressed,
irrelevant
but
in my opinion.
Was. And if he was a person I didn't think would do that, and then I was like, wow, 50, and then, you know.
Yeah.
Because, and really, the whole discussion just really pisses me off.
I am
it
with
does.
You.
It's like, why would you even, if it, so if it came up, I would be pissed off because it came up. Like, why are you even telling
but
me this?
But you would want to know
prompt
this.
What did you, no.
I made
I
this
would
analogy
not.
About a used car. You would want to know that if you were going to buy a Volvo,
it's
wouldn't
a
you
car.
Want to know?
If
you were
I
gonna...
wouldn't. Well, it's not the same.
But to build on that, though, then that, hence why I think you should have the conversation early. Like, okay, so then maybe the number is 20. That's a little not as scary. But that's a conversation you need to have because, I mean, what about, you know, STDs that go around.
Right.
You
like
go
that.
To the doctor and get tested.
Well, right, but you want to make sure that person has gotten tested. You want to have that conversation for that reason.
I'd want to see all the results.
Protection at all times.
Right.
I would just expect that.
Well,
what?
Yeah, but regardless, I mean, there's other things that can happen.
Right.
Really,
right.
so that's,
yeah,
your,
but
that's your fault.
You guys are not
there,
worried
Kevin?
About
Come
getting
on.
Some kind of
yeah.
disease.
Well,
you
that,
are,
that plays into it.
No, it is
on.
Like because you you don't want to make a loose woman your wife.
You
that's what it is.
You want to know how many people have had your woman.
Right.
That's
yeah.
what it is.
Well, yeah, that's
and
a, the,
you know what?
That's
but she wasn't
plan.
Your woman
lie,
at
lie,
that
lie,
time.
Lie. Yeah, exactly.
So girls just lie.
But if you're serious about a future with her, don't you don't think you have the right to know that?
No. What's it going to do? Why does it? Okay, why? Why should that be your right? Take out the STDs. What else? What is about? What is making your determination? How is that so important?
It just kind of gives you a picture of what her days were like prior to
like
your...
Like fun? She was a fun girl?
Or maybe they weren't fun. Maybe,
or, yeah, maybe she had no self-esteem. And now she does. And oh, she met the love of her life.
But if
and
she got self-esteem through sleeping with 50 guys, that was the wrong way to get
self-esteem.
You know,
self-esteem. That,
no kidding.
But that's the
that's
way
a lot
that's
of women
a lot of women
do
it. That. And but, so maybe now they've met the love of their life and they're so happy and you're going to hold that against them?
Yeah.
Or it could be that they wanted to.
But see, this is good. These are healthy conversations,
right.
I think.
Right, agreed.
And like, okay, if it's a self-esteem issue, well, it's you're going to get closer to that person for knowing that.
That's true.
No,
that's
because it sounds like you guys would hear 20 and you'd be like, okay, let me check my Tinder because I got to make a date for tomorrow night. We're through. Thank you.
And I really, I don't think women do it. Why do guys do it? I don't think women say, and that's going to be a big determining factor if they're going to marry this guy. How many partners have you had? Why do you do it to women?
You know what? I Sarah and I had this conversation and I
Who
think
brought
she,
it up,
I think
Kevin?
She brought it up. I really do.
Well, because you're a whore. And I'm totally kidding. But it's just, you know, I could see that's, but Judy raises the best point. You
50 times.
You date someone that is, you find someone who's somewhat like you and that you have things in common and
right.
you have friends in common and you're similar in many ways. So I don't think there's going to be that big reveal where there were 50 people.
So this conversation between a potential guy and wife. Should never happen.
No, I'm not saying it should never happen, but I think you should get to know somebody and, you know, I think the person could say, if they want to reveal and say, you know what, it's taken me a long time to find a guy with a car and a job at the same time, Jim, so I'll marry you. Who cares about my past?
That sounded kind of similar.
And,
kind of personal.
And Jim should accept that, which
yeah.
he did. Yeah, it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be
a deal breaker. If you want to
exactly.
discuss it, that's...
Well, here's the way, according to the survey, here's the way it played out. When this very question was posed, how far into a relationship should you disclose your sexual history? Here's what the people said. Within the first month was the second most popular answer. Men said 31% of the time, women 33% of the time, that within the first month, this conversation needs to take place. Most of them, the biggest answer was 1 to 4 months in. Which is where I would put myself.
I said 6 months, so I'm a little beyond that. But just make sure that you like the person for who they are first.
Yeah.
And then you can maybe process the other information
afterwards.
That's coming.
Right. And maybe let it be something that just naturally happens in a conversation.
Right.
Like, you know, you're out one night with your boyfriend and 15 girls come up to him and go, "Hey, Bob." And maybe you say, "Ah, you seem pretty popular. Pass the salad dressing.
Pass the salt. Oh, by the way, how many guys have you passed the salt to? I'm curious.
Yeah, that's exactly what I meant. But how many guys? That kind of conversation.
And I can see where you'd ask somebody, like, Bill, say you and I are on our first date at a coffee shop, and I go, "Oh, have you dated a lot? Have you had a lot of serious relationships?" Mm-hmm. I think that's a fair question. Yeah.
But that's a nice segue.
But not to try to.
How many times did you take your underpants off?
Yeah, that's a good question. That should be first date.
You know what I think it boils down to is intent. What's your intent in asking?
Right.
Or discussing it?
Well, 36% of men said 1 to 4 months. 35% of women said that sexual history should be disclosed within the first 1 to 4 months. Then the numbers tail off quite a bit. 5 to 8 months. Is when men said that conversation should take place. 13.2% for women, very similar.
I said 6 months, so I'm in that bracket.
Yeah. 9 months to a year is what 4% of men said, 3.8% of women, very close.
I think it should be on your wedding night. By the way.
Hey, there's a lot of guys' initials carved in this bed. What happened there? 12 months, just past a year, 3.8% of men, 2.6%. And then what we discussed earlier, which is it should never be disclosed. This is private. No one needs to know this. 10.9% of men said that. 11.3% of women said that.
Interesting. Did they have the age for this group?
They did not. No, they did not signify the ages, only that it was Americans and Europeans both on this.
If someone's asking in a sweet way, like, you know, I'm just curious, you know, have you had a lot of relationships? Have you been with a lot of people?
Yeah.
I still don't know that you should do the total reveal. Maybe you could just go, a few.
Yeah.
You know, and then I don't think it should be pushed.
Yeah. Right. Or like, yeah, I never really wanted to get serious, so I had a lot of relationships. But now, you know, I'm interested in being serious.
Right. So you need to say it that way, though.
I'm interested in you not talking about it anymore.
And don't you think it's the same thing with every single one of these questions as we talked about at the beginning? It just totally depends on the people. It really does.
Yeah.
I think it's very difficult to just say we asked 2,000 people, how old were they? Have they been married before? Mm-hmm. Are they, you know, have they ever been in a relationship? It just completely do what makes you comfortable.
And because the way millennials are these days, they're never going to ask that question.
You don't think so?
Kevin did.
I think millennial. It's and you are, but you're kind of on the cusp.
You're on the cusp.
Right? And yeah.
You're a wise millennial.
You're a wise millennial, exactly. Because I think a lot of it is about hooking up the, you know, like, I hear these young people talk, and they just hook up.
So no real relationships.
No,
just
nothing.
Something
I mean,
to do.
Exactly. At least, you know, we'd give it a couple months, but they just hook up for a night. That's the big thing.
Is that in the newsroom? Where's that happening?
There are no millennials in the newsroom.
What's wrong with me? I was like went through high school with like year long relationships, like 2, 3, 4 years. It wasn't.
We dated. Yeah. Now nobody dates. My youngest, they go out as a group. To prom, to wherever.
I like that, quite honestly.
But think about this.
That's good and bad, I think.
All right, go back a generation to when we were in our high school years, our college years, and right beyond. You couldn't even imagine that there would be an app that you could just press a button and find somebody within a block of you who all they wanted to do was have sex and move on.
Can you imagine?
I just walked into a frat house. That was my app. I got your app right here.
I got to get my son out of that frat.
All right. Now, the next question is an exact congruence with what we were just speaking of. The question was, what is your likelihood of discontinuing a relationship due to someone having too many previous sexual partners? That's exactly what we said. Now, strangely, both Kevin and I were on the side of that would figure into our game plan, is if the number was too high.
So is it
2%? You, Wendy, and Judy said... No.
I wouldn't. That
Both of you
make
said that
difference.
Wouldn't make a difference to you. All right. So, again, the question was posed just this way. What is the likelihood of you discontinuing your relationship due to your partner having too many previous sexual partners? 9% said very likely.
That's a low.
Very low. Yeah. That's the lowest of the five brackets. 9% said very likely. That's where I find myself. And, Kevin, you would put yourself in there, too, right? Very likely?
I don't know. It's situational.
Say?
I don't know.
All right, now you're changing your tune a little bit.
Maybe Kevin's listening.
He learned from the old broads.
Well, apparently does not listen very well.
21% said somewhat likely.
I think I'm going to put myself there somewhere.
In somewhat likely? Yeah. All right, I'll put your name in that one. 33% said neutral. 20% said somewhat unlikely. 17% said very unlikely, and that's where both of you would put yourselves, right? Very unlikely, that it wouldn't have an impact.
So most people wouldn't.
Yeah.
What that tells us. Most people
were neutral, so yeah.
Neutral means you won't do anything.
Right,
yeah.
It's just,
maybe
yeah.
you don't like it, but you're not going to end a relationship
right.
over it.
Right.
And it depends if, you know, you're wanting to... Really, to me, that's such a great way to end a relationship. If you're looking to end a relationship,
this is your out
way
clause.
To end it. Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
So
you've been
around
too much.
Like I said, intent. It's why are you asking and needing to know?
Right.
You know?
Right. And then one final question. This one's ridiculous. The rest haven't been, but this one is. What is the likelihood of you discontinuing your relationship with someone due to that person having too few previous sexual partners?
Again.
You do not have enough experience for me.
You're damned if you do, damned if you don't.
I know, right?
2% said very likely. They are very likely to dump out on somebody because they have not had enough sexual relationships in their life.
Those are 2% of very unlucky people because they're single right now.
Right. Right. 6% said somewhat likely. 22% said neutral. 15% said somewhat unlikely. And then the one you would expect was the big leader. 55% of people surveyed said very unlikely. They would not dump out on somebody because they had not had enough sexual experience.
Is there a gender breakdown on that? Because that would be interesting.
This is not. No, this question, Kevin, and the previous question were not broken down by gender
at
weren't? All. No. Did not play a factor in this. That's it. That's Sex Mondays.
We've learned nothing. I mean, none of us are going to change our mind how we feel.
Right.
So,
right.
Good luck
ignorance
out there.
Ignorance is bliss.
Yes.
There are a lot of worse questions you start to ask your, you know, partner when you get married. So, really.
Like what? Well, can you give an example?
How long have you had that rash?
Yeah. Who's been sleeping in my bed?
Hey.
I mean, I just think it's...
This isn't my lipstick.
It's so silly after you're married for a while that question mattered.
Right.
Right?
Right.
I agree.
Because there are just so much... Life just interrupts. And,
right. And why do you keep calling me Theodore Roosevelt? What's wrong with you? All right. We must take a break.
Thanks, Jude.
Thank you, Judy.
Absolutely.
Quite enlightening.
Phew.
Judy's number can be found on the men's room wall here at WGN. If you're
always,
neighborhood, stop
and
by
in the women's 50 room.
50 plus.
I
thought it was her age.
What?
We'll take a quick break. Then more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.
It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. We're on the stream, WGN Radio's stream. I feel kind of guilty for not going to Guaranteed Rate Field.
Or as I'm going to call it, White Sox Park.
Yeah, I'm just calling it that.
It's too confusing.
I'm going to go back to calling it Comiskey.
Are you? All right.
They have some amazing food choices. I'm a Sox fan. I really like getting their Polish sausage with the grilled onions. That is just really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Very disappointed in losing the Miller Lite, but I'm a big fan of Modelo Especial, and that's what they're replacing it
with.
That's
delicious beer. Good.
They have some pretty amazing things that you can get. If you go to the White Sox game, Tater Tachos. This sounds really good. Kevin, I think you'd be all over this.
That's great.
Do you even have any idea what it is?
Well, it sounds like nachos with tater tots.
That's exactly what it is.
That sounds really good.
Yeah, it's a twist on the twist that's Irish nachos using tater tots served in a mini green Sox helmet.
Mm.
Anything with tater tots is like instantly better.
Tots.
A helmet that one of the players actually wore during a game?
Yes.
That's delicious.
No, it's a little one. Hooters Buffalo Chicken Sandwich.
These nachos taste like Greg Luzinski.
Hooters Buffalo Chicken Sandwich. Bacon Cheddar Pretzel Dog. It's a Vienna beef hot dog served on a warm pretzel roll topped with nacho cheese and bacon.
Good tasting and good for you.
Adult Hot Cocoa. Snow cone carts in sections 105 and 533. Hot beverages aren't abundant at arenas, but the cell's serving up hot chocolate finished off with Bailey's.
Oh, that sounds really good.
Mm-hmm. I knew you'd like that. Adult snow cones.
No, I've not seen these at White Sox Park before, but I've been to places that have had adult snow cones, and it is exactly as implies. It's a snow cone, but instead of just bright blue colors or purple colored flavoring, you get your drink of choice. They pour that over the ice.
Well, this is still the bright colored because you get your choice of syrup, but then they pour vodka on top.
Oh, they do. All right.
Bill's fresh squeezed lemonade.
That's my thing. I started that.
Merckx's cheese. Merckx's cheesy beef sandwich. It is kind of like a cheesesteak, thin sliced ribeye steak grilled and tossed with Merckx's cheese on a hoagie roll, topped with Chi-Town pico de gallo.
Mm.
Kevin, you're liking that?
I really love that stadium, whatever you want to call it. Their food and like the facilities are just perfect. Mm-hmm. It's a great spot.
It is great, and there's plenty of parking. Yes. Come over to the south side.
I'm saying it's great.
35th Street Tacos. Fans can try carnitas or barbacoa tacos with onion, cilantro, and lime. Lettuce and cheese is also available.
That all sounds good.
And then they have maple glazed bacon on a stick. It's so good.
I've not had it on a stick, but I...
It's a thick piece of, like, pork belly on a stick, and it's maple sugary glazed.
Oh, that sounds all right.
This is what I would get. Avocado, bacon, grilled cheese, and tomato basil bisque. It's a classic soup and a sandwich combo. So Artemi Panarin and Brian Campbell will go together.
There was a time in baseball stadiums across America you couldn't find bisque. It just didn't exist in a baseball stadium. Now commonplace.
Garlic fries, which I had at the United Center. They're really good.
Are they? Yeah.
They're French fries, and there's like garlic, parmesan, and parsley
just
on top.
Just enough? Not overdoused? Just enough?
I picked the ones around the edges. It was pretty...
Yeah? But the garlic is pretty intense there, then?
No, it's pretty good. But, I mean, it's all in the middle, so I was grabbing the outer fries because it was a little... It's a little too much for me, but Jim was loving it.
But a garlic fan would enjoy these.
A Cuban sandwich. Everybody does those now. The roasted pork and ham with Swiss, sliced dill pickles, and mustard between French bread. Pizza burger, pot roast sandwich... You got your Polish and your brats, which are really good, and fried pickle chips.
This really sounds more like a fine restaurant than
it does
a baseball stadium, yeah.
All right, well, go White Sox today at 3 o'clock against the Detroit Tigers.
Should be a good game. Good luck, White Sox.
Great.
Kevin, that can't be it. Come on. Really? We just started.
Gotta go.
We came, we saw, we disappointed. That's what we do.
Right. That's our Latin phrase of the day. Sorry, E Pluribus Unum, you lose. We have our own phrase. Thank you very much. We want to thank everybody we had on today's show. Do we have anybody on today's show?
Eric Zorn.
Eric Zorn was on the early, he was on the regular radio show.
And we also had Bert Folks talking about his X plan, so...
Thanks, guys, for coming by.
Glad you remembered our guests.
I just met this part of the internet
today.
Show.
Just you and me, baby,
just you and
Judy Pilot.
Judy and Kevin, the kids in the back seat. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Well, we're there. We got there.
Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening, everybody. Another one tomorrow. Take care.